10. Music history. Listen to a discussion in a music history class. Fill in the diagram with the information that you hear.
What we will talk about today are bards, as understood in the Celtic tradition. There are actually a few different definitions of a bard, but we're going to focus on one.
Sorry for the interruption, but what does Celtic mean?
Oh, Celtic just refers to a culture in along Western Europe. Think Ireland, Scotland, but before and during the Middle Ages. Okay, now to define a bard. In the Celtic tradition, a bard was essentially a musician, though they had a very different role than the musicians we know today. I want to talk more about the role of the bard in a minute. But basically, what the bard did was compose and perform music, alone almost always, and the bard would play an instrument and sing. But it's what the bards sang that was really interesting. In fact, the music had more in common with our modern literature than it does with our music. Bards generally sang songs that told long epic stories, sometimes of real events that happened, or maybe just folk stories that had been passed on from previous generations.
So a bard was like a storyteller, but with music too.
That's right. Now, I'm sure you're aware from your history classes of how important storytelling can be in the understanding of a culture's history. Regardless of whether a story is true or not, it can give insight into how a culture thought. That sort of thing. You know, rather than the actual events that happened. So, as I think you can see... yes?
I get that the bards are also a source of history, like other storytellers. But how can history be passed on through a story if it isn't written down?
That's a good question. See, the bards were so influential to the people that they actually helped them, the people, commit these histories to memory. This is likely to show up on a quiz next week, by the way. Back to the question, the effectiveness of a bard comes in. Well, let me give you a modern example. Have you ever heard a melody that is just so catchy that you can't get it out of your head? Well, that helps you remember the words of the song too, right? That's just what the bards did. They sang songs that people could remember.
I get it. So that quality, the way songs can get stuck in our heads, actually helped pass on history because it would help people remember the stories.
1. According to the professor, which of the following defines Celtic culture? Two. According to the professor, what kinds of stories did bards tell in their songs? Three. How did music help people remember history?